KSA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Senate hearing is continuing on Capitol Hill. Dr. Anthony Fauci, CDC Director Robert Redfield, and FDA Director Stephen Hahn all testifying before the Senate committee. FDA Administrator Stephen Hahn discusses what can be done to slow the spread of coronavirus in schools.
While vaccine research is ongoing, rapid testing and therapeutic development can aid in the safe return to school, college, and the workplace. FDA is constantly evaluating new data we receive on testing so that we can promote the development of new and better tests.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney says any threat by Russia against the United States should be met with a swift and deadly response. The Wyoming Republican opened a Capitol Hill news briefing with those words, referring to reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you see President Trump's latest tweet? He says the new book Blitz is hot and urges you to read it. Trump calls David Horowitz a great author. Get Blitz. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. In Blitz, David Horowitz warns about Antifa and makes stunning predictions about Trump in the coming months. They will shock you. Blitz also reveals the secret billionaires out to stop Trump. Mike Huckabee says if every American reads this book, Trump will win. Mark Levin says Blitz is indispensable. Get Blitz at bookstores or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. And don't forget to see David Horowitz on Newsmax TV all this week. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable channel. Now on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Optimum, Cox, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Wow, and more. Just check your cable guide. And get Blitz today at bookstores or 800-NEWSMAX.
In financial news, the Dow was up over 217 points on Tuesday. A spacesuit from the iconic 1968 film 2001, A Space Odyssey, is set to hit the auction block. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
The suit is the one thought to have been worn by actor Keir Dullea as David Bowman, as he argues with the supercomputer HAL, ending up unplugging it.
Open the pod bay doors, HAL.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
That spacesuit's expected to bring in between $200,000 and $300,000. Some estimates say even more. The suit is a rare find, as filmmaker Stanley Kubrick reportedly destroyed most of the movie's props to prevent them from being used in other productions without permission. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Major League Baseball's getting ready to restart, but are the players ready? USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
As America gets ready for the return of Major League Baseball, Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross of the reigning world champion Washington Nationals and Mike Leake of the Arizona Diamondbacks are opting out of the 2020 Major League season over concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. The season is scheduled to begin at the end of July. Zimmerman, writing for the Associated Press, said, "I have a three-week-old baby, and my mother has multiple sclerosis and is super high risk. So if I end up playing, I can pretty much throw out the idea of seeing her until weeks after the season is over." As part of Major League Baseball's planned 60-game season, players who are themselves considered high risk can opt out of the 2020 season and still be credited for service time and receive their prorated salary. Players who are not high risk but have pregnant wives or high-risk family members can also opt out, but they forfeit their salary and service time.
Thank you, John. Going a little bit more in depth on this story, one player who will not be opting out of playing this year is Cincinnati Reds pitcher Trevor Bauer. He tells Fox News he's ready to go.
"I want to get out there and compete. I think all of us want to get out there and compete and, you know, provide entertainment for fans and do the thing that we love to do. The vast majority of players still play this game for the love of it, regardless of what people may seem or what it might seem like on social media or what people may say. So
yeah,
we've all been missing it. We want to get out there."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.